Hi guys, good morning and welcome to Marketing with Rizza. I'm very excited to have Mary Beth Bajornis and Missy Fryer here with me today. They have joined forces and created Buckeye Dental Productions, and they have their very first survival guide, the Dental Survival Guide. And tell me a little bit about that.
Hi Grace, thanks for having us.
Thanks for being here.
Our Dental Survival Guide is a labor of love that Missy and I came up with based on our experiences, both good and bad, through our years of being in the dental field. And it is a guide that will help self-instruct any front desk person, a new person, an experienced person, and it literally takes them through every day of the year and helps them focus on what needs to be done today, how to report it, the accountability factor, and some great training ideas as well.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. So tell me a little bit about how this would help assimilate someone that's maybe new to the practice. I know in my experience working in a dental practice, it wasn't so much a lack of good ideas that held us back. It was more the problem of accountability and implementation. So tell me a little bit about how this helps with that solution.
So I think what happens a lot in dentistry is that someone will get hired to work for the front desk, usually because of one of two reasons. Either someone quit and they're shorthanded, or the practice has grown and they need to add new people, but they're probably shorthanded. But what often happens is someone new is hired and then sort of thrown into the mix. And a lot of times they may not have all of the training or the prior experience to really know how to jump in and help. We've created this guide with a lot of those people in mind, because what you do is you just open it right up to the day of the year that it is, and the guide will tell you exactly what you need to do. And it's filled with checklists and things that person will have to sign off on and either hand them into a manager or to the dentist at the end of the day or the week, however you decide you want to do it. But it allows for that accountability. I think what happens is the doctors get very busy and they're very focused on the teeth, and sometimes they don't have the time to run up front and check every half hour or so to make sure the front desk is staying on task. But if they give them this planner, and if the front desk is successfully completing everything and handing it in, then everything sort of comes full circle. You know that everything's getting done, and the doctor can worry about what he or she needs to worry about, and then just just accept the checklist at the end of the day.
That's amazing. In my experience, and tell me if you agree or disagree, it seems like most employees, most team members, they really just want to make the doctor and the business owners happy. They just want to do what they're supposed to do. But so many times they just don't know what they're supposed to do.
Yeah.
So they're just grasping, you know, what's the priority for the day?
Yes.
Does this help them prioritize?
Absolutely.
Yes. Prioritize. And I think it opens up communication between the doctors and the front desk, or the managers and the front desk, because it's like interactive, and it does require work on the part of the office too. I mean, it's a planner, it's a workbook, it's an instruction manual, it's everything. And it does require some effort, but there's a lot of things that we say, talk with your doctors about this, or have a meeting with your managers and review these things. But it allows you to talk about things, to plan for the year. And then let's say I work at the front desk and I meet with the managers and the doctor, and we use this and we plan out a few months, but then I have to move out of town suddenly and the next person comes in. Well, all they have to do is pick it up, open up, and they can see everything that was done earlier in that year and then what's to come, so they can just jump right in and be caught up to speed, you know, in no time.
That's amazing. So I want to take a step back a little bit, and Mary Beth, I'd love to hear about your background in dentistry, and then Missy, I'd love to ask you the same question, because I've learned that people don't always just buy something because, you know, yeah, that sounds like a good idea, that'll help. They want to make sure that you're qualified and that you're the authority on these topics. So let's dig a little deeper. And Mary Beth, tell me a little bit about your journey in dentistry.
Sure. I started out with managing a few dental practices. We progressed to, long story short, had my youngest daughter 3.5 months early. She became my full-time job. Started working from home in dentistry because that was my passion. And it just led to supporting practices from home to where I'm at today. So I am the owner of Dental Support Specialties, and we provide virtual administrative support to dental practices all across the United States. So I think I have a great vantage point of seeing so many things that work well and some things that might not work so well in practices all across the U.S. So I've taken those years and years of experience, the years of seeing what I've seen and listening to offices insofar as, what do we need to do? I can't find anybody. My insurance aging is over $1 million. Why is that? Nobody's ran a report in 2 years, whatever. So I've just really taken what I've seen and my passion and put it into this planner.
So for those of you that are watching, Mary Beth is very modest. If I were to say about how many practices are you serving or have you served as some sort of front desk position, what would about that number be?
Hundreds. I mean, we've been in every state, so hundreds.
Hundreds of practices you've seen. And I just want to kind of touch on this because, in any profession, you can feel like you're the expert because you've had experience with your own practice or one practice. But when you bring in that vantage point of hundreds of practices, it really gives you a different level of expertise and knowing, okay, what could go wrong and what could go right collectively from these hundreds of different practices that I've worked with. And it really, and I've got a similar experience just on the marketing end, but it really gives you a broad perspective. Now, Missy, so Mary Beth's experience goes broad and wide. Tell me a little bit about your experience in dentistry and how close you are to the profession and what your role has been up until this point.
So my story is a little different. I started working in dentistry right out of high school as a necessity. I needed to put myself through college, and I was I started working at a dental office because their ad said no experience necessary. And when I first started, like I said before, I had maybe 20 minutes of training. I had no idea what I was doing, but I told myself that I wanted to get through college, and I did. I ended up with a teaching degree is what I was going for. But anyway, when I first started that job, I had no idea what I was doing. And I would go in the bathroom every day and cry for a year because there was no training, but I knew I didn't want to quit. I wanted to figure it out, and I had to for my survival. So I told myself, just do it for a year. That was 1997, and I'm still doing it. So I ended up sticking around a little longer than a year. But through that time, through those 20 years, I watched our practice go from, one little operatory time, with a schedule that was, we're seeing a couple of patients a day because it was a brand new practice also, to now the practice that we had, which we've moved a couple of times and we're exploding. And I'm super proud of who we are, but I was given an environment where the doctor said, here's what I want as a result. Just figure out how to get us there. So I had like this office that became my beta testing office where I could literally do whatever I wanted to help improve our office. So to be given that trust and to be given that opportunity was amazing, because I know a lot of people want to do things for their practice, but they're not allowed to, or the doctors don't want any part of it. But mine said, all I want to do is fix teeth. Can you just do everything else? So anyway, when Mary Beth came to me, we make such good partners because she, I have seen what's worked well, and I, for our own practice and what hasn't. hasn't worked well. And I love to write about our experience. I do a ton of blogging about it. I have some systems on my website that I like to share with people. Mary Beth came to me and said, let's do this project. And the teacher in me was like, oh my God, yes. Like in my DNA to want to create this sort of lesson and this teachable thing, you know, I don't enjoy going to classes or sitting in on lectures where I want to learn something or be given a useful tool, and I walk away feeling like it was kind of a waste of my time. And so when we talked about this project for months, you know, we wanted something that would not just sit on someone's shelf and not be used. We wanted to create something that would really get the point across, would teach something, would be interactive, not just a passive activity where you're sitting there and nothing is sinking in. We wanted to create something that the user would really get something out of. So
I absolutely love it. And I think that you two bring the perfect experience and the perfect expertise to this business. I mean, it's more than a project because I know you have a lot in the works for your joint business together. So let's dive in a little bit to the nitty gritty of your planner. And you don't have to give away any big secrets, but as a front desk employee, mm-hmm. if I were a front desk employee, what can I expect in terms of some examples of details of what's included in the book?
I'm gonna do it?
Yep, go ahead.
Okay. So everyone's asking to see the book. It's actually currently being printed like right down the street. So I don't have an actual copy to show. But what it includes, if we could do a little theater of the mind, what it includes is some major sections in the book that will take you through the whole planner. One of the first sections is what we call basic training. And that takes the user through like a crash course in dentistry and in front desk. So again, if you have someone who is new and doesn't understand anything about dental benefits or even how to figure out a copay, anything like that.
What a pro fee is.
Right. That section will teach some of those things. So kind of give your front desk a nice baseline understanding mm-hmm. of what it is that they're doing. Just because in the past we've hired people who I may have worked for other offices, but then said, I don't know what a crown is or whatever. And I've got them answering the phone and talking to patients, but they don't know what things are. So anyway, wow. It's that crash course. So everyone has that same level of understanding. And then it goes through a daily section, a weekly section, and a monthly section. And the daily section contains systems that we recommend that you do, things that we do in our own office every single day, things that Mary Beth, her company, recommends that their practices do every single day, describes the system, and then depending on what the system is gives a checklist or form, something that the user can make a copy of, can use for inspiration to make their own, can sit down and edit with their own practice. And then it goes the same sort of thing, but for weekly topics. So it tells you what we recommend you do every week in your practice. And then it goes through the month. And it lets you know on the calendar pages what has to be done every day of that month. But we also included a section to create a more well-rounded front desk employee. You know, we often say that there are tons of classes to make the doctor more of a mm-hmm. professional or to make them a more well-rounded dentist, yeah, business owner, dentist, but they don't always do the same thing for the front desk. So in my office, I want everyone to always be learning. I mean, I'll send mm-hmm. our assistants to a front desk course and I'll send, you know, I want everyone to know everything that they possibly can. So there's a section in here that allows your front desk to become a more well-rounded professional. So every month there's a new theme with new topics to make that happen. And then there is a section for the office to work together on marketing and planning for the year. And put all that together and you've got a great year in review in the palm of your hand.
That's amazing. One of the things you mentioned, and this is one of my personal core values for my team, is continual growth. Mm-hmm. And when you're looking to hire someone, you want to hire someone who looks for growth personally and professionally. And I feel, you know, of the people that I've interviewed throughout the years, I've seen several people leave jobs and leave positions because they don't feel that they have the opportunity to grow professionally. And so this, in a lot of ways, solves that problem. And it just stimulates their brain and gets them thinking about what they can do next and what they can do better. And it's empowering as well. So I want to congratulate you on this huge accomplishment. And I hope that, you know, anyone who's watching is able to get their hands on this planner. So tell me a little bit about what they would do to order Dental Survival Guide by Buckeye Dental Productions. How would they go about doing that?
They would go to our website at buckeyedentalproductions.com, and it tells all about our survival guide, and they can click on it to purchase, add to their cart. And then for anyone listening to this, as we want to show our appreciation to you, Grace. If they use the code RIZZA, R-I-Z-Z-A, they will get $200 off of the planner.
Yay!
Until December 15th. So,
great. So hurry.
And this is a great time of year to be planning.
Yes.
2018. This is the time. Don't wait until mid-January to think about your plan. Do it now. Do it while you're stuffing your face and enjoying the holidays. And think about your business for 2018 and make it what you want it to be. I mean, now's the time to think about your marketing, your strategy. I believe this book, this survival guide, it's more than a book. It's a workbook, a planner. It really is a survival guide. But there's a place for you to organize your different marketing strategies for each month, which is something I recommend to everyone. So thank you both so much for your time and being here and for sharing this awesome solution with our members. And if there's ever anything I can do to help you, just let me know. And everyone that's watching, I hope you have a fantastic day. And thanks so much for being a part of our group.
Thanks,
Grace. Thank you.
Bye.